Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie, it's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to nationals this year! Sorry, it's pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Blog Talk Radio.
I have yet to discover a job where it pays to look less than your best. Style is the way you say who you are without having to speak. There's no one else like you in the world. You are unique. Find your unique style and you will never again have to agonize over what to wear. Call for a free 15-minute conversation to see how style with aplomb can change your image and move you to greater success. 404-428-2527. That's 404-428-2527.
Unmarket Your Business, the podcast. Born out of the need to share strategies and techniques that really work to market your business. Think yellow page ads and cold calls are your only choices? That's so last century. You're about to learn tested, tried and true marketing techniques you can apply and master. Ones that feel authentic instead of salesy. Strategies that are true to who you are and how you want to present yourself to your ideal clients. Let's join our host, Carol Joyce Dunlop, in the studio now and allow business success to move forward. Hey, 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 everyone. This is Carol J. Dunlop, your hostess with the mostest, coming to you today for another great, awesome episode. I tell you, my guest and I, we were talking beforehand, before the countdown began, and we were just having a whole other show, and I was like, oh, I got to stop. It's too good. We're gonna miss out and get all this stuff out of the way before my guest even comes on. So I'm so happy to have Alicia Khoury on because we were talking about some things, some life things. So I'm going to bring her on in just a second. A little housekeeping. If you would like to call in and speak with Alicia, you can do that. You can dial in at 323-642-1701. Again, the number is 323-642-1701 if you have any questions, because we're just going to be going in. I'm just going to tell you it's going to be awesome. So I have Alicia on. Alicia, how you doing?
Hey, hey, hi. I'm doing great.
Good. We are doing our thing,
I'm so
right?
I'm glad this is radio and not video today.
I know. You asked me that yesterday because Alicia, you guys, I was on her show, and she does the voice, she does the video, so I had to be all done up and everything. And she said, are we going to be live on Facebook? I was like, no, girl, no, this is just voice only. And I wanted to say, if you want to be in your pajamas, it's okay, because I know how it is sometimes with entrepreneurs. You just want to sound beautiful. We don't have to look as great as we do when we're stepping out and doing our thing. And speaking on stage, honey, we just relaxed. We're going to have a girl chat, and we're going to talk about some branding and how
awesome.
You can stand above the crowd with the authority that you have. Now, Alicia, let's just go ahead and jump on into this, because I like to let guests have the stage. Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself, and then we're going to get into our content here so people can start standing out.
Absolutely. I'm so thankful to be on your show, Carol, and I'm thankful that you came on mine. So about me, I am a branding. I help business owners, entrepreneurs, as well as those who are in the corporate arena to step out, stand out as a visible expert in their industry. And it kind of happened. It happened for me. I went through this process, and I thought how valuable this is. And I enjoyed the process so much when I went through it, and I could see the need for it. So it was something that I was really impassioned about, and I was compelled to help other people sort of step out and stand out. and a little bit more about me. I'm an author. I'm a speaker. I have done I don't even know about myself. Oh, my gosh. Read the bio.
So many things.
I have a product line out there, which as a professional makeup artist and hairstylist as well, because that was my first company that I did for many years.
Okay.
And I have a product line that goes along with my makeup, and that's called Audacious Cosmetics. And I've been doing some acting recently. So able to, you know, be in front of the camera, playing a different role, it's always been one of those secret dreams that I've always had that was tucked deep inside of me that I dare not speak. And the opportunity came to me to be in this movie, and I said, sure, I'll do it. I've never acted before, but sure, why not? And, you know, it's been a blast. I've enjoyed doing it, and I've been just cast in another movie, and so I'm still filming that one, and we're about to start filming the next one. So it's
all
fun,
right.
You know? And
well,
branding
helps open up
those opportunities.
Well, you know what? I can say that I had Alicia Curry on the show, and now look where she is. I'm going to see her films, and I spoke to her. She talked to me. I think that's awesome. But it looks like, you know, the things that you've been doing are kind of in alignment with what you were doing before. So you're just continuing your journey and continuing to do what you were always probably purposed to be doing. You just had to find it. You know, I think that comes along
It had to be labeled.
Sometimes
we do things and people don't quite understand the label. They don't understand where you fit. And so you're absolutely right. I studied fashion for a long time. That's what my degree in college is on fashion. And so styling and image and all these things was always a passion for me. And people just never could pigeonhole me. So now they're pigeonholing me in branding. So it's easy for them to wrap their mind around that. That's okay.
Yeah, sometimes we have to.
It's okay.
Yeah, sometimes we have to give people something to relate, like an anchor. Okay, if you say this, I know what you do. And then you go brand, and then you say, well, I used to do makeup, and I do makeup. I have a makeup line. They're like, oh, that all goes together. Yeah, but
it
I think you have to have
together.
That confidence.
It all works together.
Yeah, you have to have the confidence to kind of make that come out. Now, you seem like you're really, really confident because you come on, you can turn it on. Has it always been that way?
It has not always been that way. And I'm glad you asked that because I struggled with low self-esteem for a long time in my life, for a very long time.
Really?
People,
I would never know.
They're shocked. They say, no, not you. No way. But I was a very confident child. You know, things happen to you along the way in life. And during the course of my life, nothing tragic happened, but it just reshaped who I was. And I allowed it to reshape who I was. I grew up, I was born in Trinidad, and I grew up in Australia back in the 70s.
Wow.
And, you know, going to a school where my sister and I were two of three black children, not people of color, because there were people who were of Indian descent that were a little lighter skinned, but we were, you know, black. We stood out. There's no question about it. When I show my class picture and they're like, I always tease and I show my class picture from back then and I say, guess where I am? You'll never guess. You know, it's like so obvious. But, you know, just being asked questions about my skin color and why, and as a six-year-old child, not having answers for those kind of questions, you know, really, not that they were trying to be cruel or mean, they were just really curious. And just not having answers for those things really shut me down because I didn't know how to explain my skin color. I didn't know how to explain why I spoke the way I spoke or why my hair was kinky or I didn't, you know, why my lips were so big. I don't know. I'm like, I don't know why my nose looks like this. So it really challenged my own idea of beauty and my own self-confidence in what I looked like and I really not consciously knowing that I was questioning my own value. And so throughout the course of my life, that stuck with me, and I would never step out and do anything because, again, I did not want to be questioned. I didn't want to have to answer things that I didn't have the answer for. So I just sit in the background and wanted to just disappear. And so that's how I lived most of my adult life, just wanting to disappear. Again, not consciously aware that that's exactly what I was doing, you know, but looking back at it, I realized that I really had a huge block. I was afraid to step out and do anything significant. So it was a process. And a lot of times I love speaking to young women who are challenged with beauty. And I think that's probably why I ended up in makeup, because I just had this need to make people feel beautiful, desire for people to just feel great about themselves, because it was something that I lacked. And when I started my process in branding, I realized that that was what was happening to me. So even though I was making my clients look beautiful, I didn't believe in my own beauty myself. And that damaged my self-confidence. And so it's so liberating to be able to say I am beautiful. Not because, you know, I look in the mirror and I look beautiful. It's because I am. You know, that's liberating.
All right.
And it brings confidence.
I feel that.
Yeah. So it's not about what I look like now, because I could pull makeup on and be like, you know, hello.
Yeah.
But it's in the everyday, crawling out of bed, looking, your hair is all, you know, and still be able to say, I am beautiful.
Exactly. I love that. So when did this process of you developing a personal brand for yourself start?
It started about 6 years ago. I wanted to brand my makeup line and my makeup business more powerfully, because it's so funny because I had this business and it was doing okay, but I found myself continually discounting my services. Like, I would buy into everybody's sob story, and I would just say, okay, I'll do it for this instead of what my real price was. And I kept thinking, I need to get better clients. I need to find people that are going to beat me down on the price all the time.
Right.
And so I said, I need to brand my business stronger and start getting more upscale clients, because these people are, you know, I'm working for them. I'm literally paying them to do their hair and makeup by the end of the day. Because, and I got really frustrated with that. But my idea of branding was more corporate branding, you know, that I needed to have more of a corporate look. Because remember, I did not want to be seen. I did not want to be in the forefront of anything. So I wanted my business to stand out. I wanted that corporate logo. I wanted to look more, you know, like a big business, so that when people saw that logo or saw the website and all of that, they'd think, ooh, you know, yeah, this person has it all together and I'm going to hire this company. So I really wanted my little business to look like a big company. So I went into branding thinking my company is going to look like a big established company. And I ended up in the personal branding lane, where she started digging up all this stuff. And she's
I always say,
to be in the front.
It's like I always say, people buy from people. They don't buy from logos. They don't buy from mission statements. And they may purchase something on a website, but the person that they see on the website, the person that they relate with, that's who they invest in. So you had to bring yourself out. I doubt, even though you didn't want to.
You
had to bring yourself up front.
That process was hard. It was hard. And but it was so worthwhile. It was so valuable. And it was so needed. Because as I started to make those shifts in myself, and going back to my childhood and looking at who I was as a child, and I would you know, when I would visit Trinidad, I would hear stories about what an audacious little child I was. You know, I was bold. I was outspoken. Mm-hmm. I didn't care about who heard or what they thought or what they said. Hands on hips, you know, shaking my head. You know, those little three-year-olds that know everything. So I was that little bold know-it-all. And I kept thinking, what happened to that little girl? Where did she go? You know, and I realized she didn't go anywhere. She is here. I just have to dig her up. And I just have to put her back in the front where she always wanted to be. You know? And so
So you covered her up. She wanted to get out of there. Yes. And I know you got some information. Right. You got some information for us to share with the audience how they can be an authority, how they can stand out. And we're going to dig into that. Once we come back, we're going to take a quick break to acknowledge our sponsors. Be right back.
Here is what one client had to say. I was struggling in my career and didn't understand why. I was working hard, getting to know the right people, and putting myself forward every day. But I couldn't seem to get ahead. And then I remembered something Beryl taught me. The clothes we wear aren't just things we put on. They're a signal to the world about who we are and what we aspire to be. I was amazed at how quickly people's perception of me changed, thanks to her advice. I received a huge raise at my yearly evaluation that reflected not only my hard work, but my value as an individual. More importantly, the confidence my new wardrobe gave me had opened up opportunities I never would have had previously. It's not about buying a new suit or watch. It's about changing how the world sees you and how you see yourself. I will forever be grateful to Beryl for teaching me that. Visit our website at www.stylewithaplomb.com to learn more about how we help clients change how the world sees them. That's www.stylewithaplomb.com.
Okay, we're back, and we're talking with Alicia Curry. She was telling us about her struggles and how she is now this bold, audacious person. Well, she was always that, but how she uncovered that little girl, helped her to come out. So now, Alicia, thanks so much for all you've been telling us. Now, we're going to get into some nitty-gritty because we've got some people listening right now who need to stand out because they're probably going through the same thing. They're not charging enough or they're just about giving away their services or products. They're about ready to quit. They're like, why am I doing this? And we know that they have a gift that people are waiting for. So what is, like, why is it important for them to be an authority in the first place? I know we talk about it, but some people don't really realize. Tell us why it's important.
Absolutely. Well, first I want to just say that your sponsor is so right on target because that is the way you present yourself can mean such a difference. First of all, because we are talking about branding and we're talking about why you need to be an authority. You need to look like an authority, you know, first of all.
Right.
If you're saying that you know something and you need to look like you know it. So why do you need to be an expert or an authority? Because people listen to experts and people who are authorities. They do.
Yep.
They pay much more attention to what you're saying if you are considered an authority or an expert. Media is one of the greatest ways to amplify your expertise and make you an authority. Because if the media, television media, radio, it's calling you that, then people see you as that.
Right.
Expertise comes from knowing what you're doing. You know, if you know what you're doing and you know how you help your clients and you know the results that you give people, then you are an expert in what you do. And so in order to become an authority in that now, you need other people saying that you're an expert in what you do. Other people have to validate that. Other people have to edify you. And when you have the news media edifying you, then that makes you an authority. And that's when you can charge what you're worth for your services.
Isn't that funny? Isn't that funny how that is? You know you're awesome. You're like, I can do this for you, and this is, let's just roll something out. Let's say this is $100 for me to do it. And if you go to someone, yeah, and they don't really know you, they don't know, they don't feel that you're an authority, they go, $100. How about 50?
Right. You're
maybe
a commodity.
Maybe 25.
Yeah.
Right, right.
They're looking at us as a commodity.
Yes, yes. And that, you know, I can get you anywhere. You know, anybody can do this. But when you set,
yeah,
when you stand out from people and some news outlet, or you've had some articles published, or even if you're on local media, I mean, media is media, right? You get on media, or
media
you're on,
is media.
They heard you on,
yeah,
a, yeah, heard you on a podcast.
On a radio show.
Love,
mm-hmm,
that.
On a podcast.
Right, yes. And you love that host, whoever that is. You just look up to them, and then you are on that person's podcast or radio show or TV show or whatever. Instantly, your cool points have just gone up. And if they come to
absolutely
you and they say, can you do this exact same thing for me? And you say yes, and then you say it's $100. They're like, oh,
it's
my God. Here you go.
Like,
right.
They're like, okay.
Yeah, okay, whatever. Just do it, you know. That's funny. It could be the same thing. Look at what,
mm-hmm,
Steve Harvey does. Look at Oprah Winfrey. Look at these other people that we look up to and say, oh, my God, if they would just look my way. You know, if,
mm-hmm,
Oprah would just put me on her own network, if Steve Harvey would just say, hey, you're awesome, in a tweet or something, how much, you,
yeah,
know, how much that is. Wow. We can be that same way. We can be that. We are that,
right,
same way. We just don't project ourselves. We just don't project ourselves.
We don't
ourselves.
Project it.
So,
yeah.
Mm-mm. We don't. So how can we do it? Go ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Three,
I think I'm saying the same thing. Go ahead.
Okay. No,
okay.
Three important tips, because I know we're running out of time soon, but three important tips. When I deal with branding, I look at your posture, which is who you are, and, mm-hmm, your posture, within your posture, you know, to have good posture, you need a good solid core. So core,
yes,
for me is your confidence, where are you oriented,
mm-hmm,
you know, where are your beliefs and your values,
mm-hmm,
what are your results, as well as,
mm-hmm,
your relevance to your audience. And then what is your expertise, you know, your skills, your gifts, your talents, and your those things. And,
mm-hmm,
what is your experience? So when you map all those things out, you have a story to tell people of who you are and what you do for them. Now, that's
right,
your posture. The second thing is that you need to work on is your presentation, and that comes with your image, because people will judge you. I don't care if you think it's right or wrong. They will look at you and they will judge you. And if,
yes,
you don't present yourself with a great image, then immediately,
mm-hmm,
you've lost them as a potential,
right,
client. And not just,
right,
your physical appearance, but also what are you presenting online? What are you presenting,
mm-hmm,
to them on your website? What
right,
are your business cards look like? You know, what is your social media look like? Is it cohesive?
Mm-hmm.
Is everything coherent, or does one picture look like this and another picture look like this? You know, are you all across the board?
Right.
You know,
right,
what is your presentation? And the last P that I look at is your positioning. We're talking about being an authority. Are you positioning yourself as an authority? You know, are you,
mm-hmm,
going after media? Are you speaking in the right places? Are you in front of your ideal clients? Where are you positioned?
Mm-hmm.
You know, where are you networking? Even who are your mentors and your coaches? Are you positioned in the right place to do the things that you need to do and to get the right results that you're looking for? So that's the way I look at branding. People have a lot of different ways that they do things. Everybody has a point of view. But those are the key elements that I know helped me pull everything together. And so that's what,
right,
I work with my clients on, those three key elements.
That's awesome, because all that stuff that you really don't think about, some people don't think about, you know, like, I want to go out and speak. Who am I speaking to? If you're just going out,
yes,
to speak, you're not going to get as much out of it, meaning clients and money, as if you're going out to,
right,
speak in front of your ideal clients. You know, we're not
right,
in this thing just to you know, just for the heck of doing it. We're all trying to make some money.
Right. And even what are your
motives?
We're all
trying to.
Yeah. Is your motive to get clients or your motive to increase your authority? I've done just authority speaking for a while, where I've just spoken at places that I know would build my credibility versus just going out for clients. So it depends on what your motive is. You have to know what your motive in your speaking is as well, what you're going after.
Yes.
Same thing with writing a book. Know what your motive for writing the book is, what return you're looking for. Don't just go out and write a book.
Mm-hmm. Right, just because I need to write a book because my life says it, you know, what are you doing it for? And that was one of the things that I did when I sat down with my author coach, and she was like, what do you want people to do and to feel after they read this book? Like, why are you even putting this out there? And I really had to look at that. And I think if we approach a lot of things that we do in our business life, not just in our life, but our business life, and, you know, if you're corporate too, where you're going in your career, you got to look at it. I'm doing this to get what? What's our end game?
Mm-hmm.
What is the end of this whole thing? Because if we don't, we're going to be lost in just doing things and just being busy, and we won't accomplish anything at all.
Absolutely, absolutely.
No one wants to do that.
No.
I've got one more question.
You're just spinning
your wheels. I've got one more question.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, and we don't want to do that. Can anybody become a visible expert through personal branding?
Yes. That's an easy one.
Ooh.
Yes.
That's an easy one. Yes, yes, yes.
But you have to desire it. You have to desire it. You have to want to be a visible expert. You can't tell me that I'm shy and I don't really like speaking in front of people and I don't want to do it, but make me a visible expert. You have to be open enough that even if you're shy or introverted, that you want to do it, because I'm not going to pull you, or nobody's going to pull you in front of a camera and make you do it.
Right.
You have to want to do it and be willing to shed and let go of, well, I'm just shy, because anybody can change their state at any time with the right training. You could be dynamic in front of the camera, you know, even if you're shy. And then when the camera is off, then you can go back to being shy, you know.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
And some people do
fake.
That. You just,
you know,
don't know.
We talked about being fake.
Mm-mm.
It's not being fake.
You
just have to pull it from somewhere else within yourself. You have to pull it, and that's one of the things that I love to people to experience, is the ability to pull that from within themselves, not being fake. You're not like, hey, you know, look at me. You have to pull it from within yourself so it's authentic to you. You're not putting on a show. You know, as I'm acting now, I don't act like the character. I become the character. You have to become that character, become that person, so that it translates authentically on film. So it's the same process, that you have to now pull that from within yourself and become somebody extraordinary to influence people.
You're so right. You're so right. And it's a lot of work. You know, it's not one of those things where you just start talking and all of a sudden the media and the magazines and everybody's following you. You have to, like, put in your time, do your thing, find out what's working, what isn't working, enlist and invest in some coaches and programs or whatever, because I don't think any of us were made overnight at all. And before we're getting down to the end, I know we're going to talk about so much, but tell people how they can get in touch with you and if they want more from you. Go ahead.
So my website is Alicia, A-L-I-C-I-A, Couri, CORI.com. Please don't judge my website. I know I just talked about branding, but my website needs a redo. It was for a different purpose than right now.
Mm.
But they can look me up on any social media at Alicia Couri, and I pop up everywhere. And they can also email me at Alicia@AliciaCouri.com. So just use my name everywhere, anywhere, and I'll pop up.
Awesome, awesome. Alicia, thank you so much.
That's how you own your space online. You put your name out there in everything.
There you go. That's how you become the authority that you've always wanted to be. Put your name out there so that when people put it anywhere, it's coming up. So thank you so much for coming on today. I know we have so much more we could talk about, but we're out of time for today. And I definitely want to invite you back. And, you know, it's just going to be awesome. So thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule, busy day to come and share some branding information with us. We really, really appreciate
it. Anytime. Just call me. All right.
Awesome.
Thank you, Carol, so much. I appreciate it.
Yes. You're quite welcome. And thanks, everyone, to tuning in. Be sure to tune in next week. I have another great guest for you. See you then, everyone. Have a great weekend. Thanks for listening. We truly appreciate it. For information about guests, products, or services that were mentioned in this episode, log on to our website at www.csicorporation.com/unmarketing. To learn more, get a glimpse of our upcoming schedule, and join the Unmarketing Nation of entrepreneurs who are using marketing techniques that work right now. Until next time, keep moving forward.
The iPhone XR is here at T-Mobile. And there's a whole lot to love, like taking those perfect new year, new you portrait mode selfies you're going to share.
Nice.
It's the best way to stay connected to everyone you'll heart most in 2019. So get ready to fall in love with iPhone XR on T-Mobile, the most loved in wireless. Call 1-800-T-MOBILE to learn more or visit a store today.